the Father's love for us by Stuart Townsend. It's a beautiful song, and we know it well in this church. It has this line: "It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished." It was my sin that held him there. It was your sin that held him there. How does that make you feel tonight? Could he have escaped? Well, there were several times in the New Testament where he seemed to have got himself into a pickle and out of it quite dramatically. In John's Gospel, he's speaking and answering questions in the temple, and his accusers were asking Jesus questions about himself, and it all goes relatively downhill quickly when Jesus is at first accused of being demon-possessed, and then he annoys those around him even further by saying he existed before Abraham was born, and he applied God's holy name, I Am, to himself. It says this very truly, "I tell you," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was born, I am." At this, they picked up stones to stone him, but Jesus hid himself, slipping away from the temple grounds. Just a short time later, in John chapter 10, we read that the people picked up rocks and sought to stone him. Again, his Jewish opponents were after him. But Jesus said to them, "I've shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you want to stone me?" He seems to get himself out of these situations. But the time was coming when he'd choose not to. In the evening of what we now know as Maundy Thursday, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter, drawing out his sword and swinging at one of the men, clearly thought that this was going to be another chance for Jesus to slip away from his accusers. Jesus said, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" With a snap of his fingers, there could have been angels aplenty fighting his corner. With a snap of his fingers, it could have all been so different. With a single word, Jesus could have caused the heavenly host that sang of his birth to spring to his defense. But he doesn't. It was true in the garden. It was true before Pilate. It was true on the hill of Calvary. It was true when he was forced to carry his cross as he was whipped and scourged and humiliated. It was true when nails were slammed into his hands and feet. It was true as that crown of thorns was placed upon his head. And what's true is this, is that Jesus chooses this ending. When he died, we're told in the Gospels that Jesus gave up his spirit. It's not shorthand for just saying he died. It's an active, not passive act. He didn't just die because the physical effects of crucifixion, what they were doing to his body as he was crushed from within. He died because he decided it was time to die. The work was done. It was finished. And so he gave up his spirit. It was not the nails that held Jesus to the cross, because he so easily could have escaped. He could have stepped down, and what a comeback that would have been. What a backstory that would have looked like, with everybody watching. You think you've got me, but watch this moment of revenge. That might work in a Marvel film. A great ending to an adventure story, but not in this greatest story. Because that was not the point. Jesus stayed until the work was done. He stayed there until he'd done the will of the Father. He stayed there until he'd secured the redemption of all the people, where he took the weight of the world, the sin of the world, and placed it like a cloak around his shoulders, so that we don't have to carry that weight ourselves. It was not the nails that held him there, but his love for the Father and his love for us. It was our sin that held him there, the deepest expression of love that the world could ever know. Death by love. And the key to all of this comes from Scripture. John 10 says this: "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father." It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.